Okay, so we mentioned last week that we're going to skip a couple of se'ifim bov zayin v'chole. There's a se'ifim that a mamish nageya to the halachas of shihi and chazora, even a little bit of hatmana. So it's good to learn that, but bear it in mind, there's a lot of new yisodis there that we haven't learned yet, and we won't get to until we learn the durabonon sugya of bishul. Let's start with siftes. In siftes we have one of the biggest, most important fundamental yisodis of bishul, which is a klivishim. What is the definition of a klivishim and the nafkaminis that apply to it? We also have the sugya of salt. Let's go one by one. So it starts with the Mishnah. The Mishnah ben Beis Amar Aleph tells us, the Mishnah says, Ilfis v'akadeira lo yitin l'soichai tavlin. So tavlin is a sugya that we have to get to at a later stage. What exactly has got a din of tavlin, what doesn't have a din of tavlin, especially if Tosus tells us there's a gzeira of Mechzik and Mavashim, we've spoken about it before. Olamayisa Tosus tells us the yisod of a klivishim. What is a klivishim? A klivishim means something that the fire heated up the kedera. I have a kedera, was heated up by the esh, that is considered to be a klivishim. We'll see Be'ez Hashem when we move on, see the gimel and further, the contrast between the klivishim and the klisheni is this Tosus. Tosus explains to us that the chilek between the klivishim and the klisheni is that the klivishim had the doifen and the actual walls of the pot were heated up by the esh, mashaini the klisheni was not. Obviously there's coming for coming enough kaminas in that sugya. So that is what a klivishim means, as they pass the Rambam la halacha in Perites halacha base, and the Shulchan Aruch says it very clearly over here in Sittes. Now there's a famous Rishalmi. There's Rishalmi in Perikir, it's a very interesting Lashon Rishalmi. We do the Lashon Rishalmi. Rishalmi says like this, Ezu tavshel boru kol sha'or mahalich tachtov. Now there's a tremendous machlokes Rishonim. What is the pshat in this Yerushalmi? What does Yerushalmi mean? Kosher eish mahalech tachtov. What was Yerushalmi coming to tell me? So the Shita Saran is as follows. The Ran learns there is a machlokes between Bavli and Yerushalmi. The Bavli learns that a klivishim is even if there's no eish underneath it. The Yerushalmi learns only there's eish. So again, nochamot the Ran, there's a machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, only if there's an esh underneath it, is there a klivishim, if there's no esh, it's not. Whereas the Bavli learns differently. The Bavli learns it doesn't make enough convenience, esh and not esh. Klivishim is a klivishim. That's the Shita Saran. Agav, the Prima Godim, talks about the Shaila in Yerudea, Sim and Samaches, and the Prima Godim wants to know what on earth does the Ran do with this Yerushalmi, lifi our Mishnah that we learned in Sif Dalet. That the sugya of Kali Bishul, Kolonis Aspanim, where it says over there, that you over a Bishul, where's the Eish? If there's no Eish, what's the Yerushalmi going to say over there? So the Prima Godim has that Shaila, and Achanami, he answers a whole different Shaila, a different territory, talking about Machim Apatish, not talking about Bishul. And Achanami, there's no Shaila Bishul, according to Yerushalmi. That's how the Ran learns. There's a Ramban. The Ramban of the Zord of Ayin Dard of Rebbe says, no. There is no machloikis between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Even the Bavli learns, there's no Bishul Gomor unless you have a fire underneath it. What's the Raya? The Raya is our Gemara, our Mishnah, our Sugya in Sittes. What's our Sugya? That Melech needs Sricha Milcha Bishula Kibisu Datura. That since we see that salt, unless it has a fire under it, mamish, it's not going to cook. Who are in by meat as well. So therefore, learn the Ramban in Avodah Zorah, unless you have a fire going under that pot, whether you hold the Yerushalmi, whether you hold the Bavli, both of them are not going to be chayiv if there's no fire. The Rambam, at least that's how the Egli Tal learns Pshat in the Rambam, that how he learns the Yerushalmi is that a klivishim that's off the fire is not Mavashal min HaTorah. That's Bevei Shver, because what does the Rambam do with Dag Baluach? That is a Isra Bishul. So the Yisod must be that the Rambam learns that when something never needs a klivishim, it's going to be chayiv in HaTorah even though there's no Eish, because it's something that doesn't need a Bishul. For example, like fish. Whereas something that needs a Kedera needs Eish, automatically the Rambam holds it needs Eish to be Chai. Now, we have a tremendous Machloikis Rishonim over here. Bavli Rishonim, Machloikis, not a Machloikis. There's a Prichodesh, for example. If you look at the Prima Godim in Simon Samaches and Yerudei, Mishpazos, Zobs, Kochen Gimel, it talks about it. There's a Goin. Whatever it may be, La Halacha Lemaitz, the Shulchan Aruch says very clearly how we paskin. The Shulchan Aruch says over here, Kli Rishon, Afilu, La'acha, Shedim, Al-Eish, is Mavashal. Mavashal means Min HaToyah. When the Shulchan Aruch over here in Sittes starts by saying that a klivishim is afilu, if you took it off the fire, that means it's mabashul min ha-toyah mamish. That means we're paskin that even if there is no esh underneath it, it's going to be an issa d'oraisa mamish. Now, where do we say? Where do we know this from? We already know this. We know this from the first shiur we discussed, Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel in the Shulchan was the halachas of Bishul B'chama, told us all, or itself, whatever it may be. And we said over there We paskin itself in the Gemara. All the Rishonim to Shulchan Aruch and Tzigim that told us Or is chayiv just like Or itself, just like a fire is chayiv. So you told us Or. Now, what's the classic case of told us Or? Take a chicken soup, take it off the fire, put some salt in it. That's a told us Or. That's chayiv. May I tell you from Bishul? That's how we paskin. So that's very, very clear that a clerician shaloi al ha'esh can do Bishul min ha'Torah mamish. Person can be even Issa Daraisa by simply putting certain things into his chicken soup after it was removed from the blech. It's got a din of the clerician, and the mailer that's going to be 100% also. What's the shaila with a clerician that's not yet said lettuce boy? What if a clerician that's not yet said lettuce boy? Let's say, take a simple example, right? Take a chicken soup that you took off the fire, you start to serve in the ganz mishpacha soup Friday night, and half an hour later, somebody's got a portion of soup that's gone completely cold, freezing cold. And you want to now pour it back into this kedera. Now, this kedera is 35 degrees, not getting into any machlokes, by the way. We'll get into the sugya of Yatzah Lettuceboy a little bit later on in Yudalit as well, Be'ez Hashem. Oh, but before we get to the sugya of Yatzah Lettuceboy, I have over here a kedera. It's a clerician, but it's under Yatzah Lettuceboy. What's the halacha? I'm going to have to pour my chicken soup back into this kedera. It's not Yatzah Lettuceboy, but it's a clerician. So the Mishnah Berurah says, but a clerician shalo Yatzah Lettuceboy is not mevashel. So the Shatian, it's the loyke Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham seemed to learn. Anybody that's familiar in Yeridei remembers the Mufurish Taz of Adair in Yeridei, a similar study. Dalad, over there when he brings the beginning over there, he brings the sheet of the Marshal, that it was a harchoka of a clerician when it's al ha'esh, even if it's not Yatzah Lettuceboy. The Magen Avraham learned that in Achen Nami, I have a clerician and it's not Yatzah Lettuceboy, and not Yatzah Lettuceboy can't cook. But there's a halacha to a clerician that is Yatzah Lettuceboy. And the Shatzin is meramis to us by telling us that the Mishnah Berurah that paskins to be Mekel is connected a Magen Avraham, it's against the Magen Avraham, and the Magen Avraham himself was Machmeh. Now, who's Mekel as well? Not only the Mishnah Berurah, the Vilna Gaon and the Gra, the Chaya Odom, the Chazan Ish, they're all Mekel at the Mishnah Berurah. A clerician that's not Yatzah Lettuceboy is Mota. No Shaila Bechlav. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav is Machmeh, the Graz, in Siv Yud. Zayin, also the Egletan and Sif Yud Beis also says to be Machmeh, the Kafachayim Paskins HaMachmeh Tova Lo Brocha. So it means to us as follows. Aloha, the case that we just mentioned, you take a chicken soup, that's a clerician. You take it off the edge. You wait half an hour, it's no longer Yatzah Lettuceboy. But what's the aloha? Like the Mishnah Berurah, the Chayodah, b'chole, no shaila. You can put whatever you want inside that. It's not Yatzah Lettuceboy, even though it's a clerician. Oh, but there is a very stark mokum to be Machmeh. According to the Rav Shulchan Aruch, according to the Egletal, according to the Kafachayim, there is a mokum for a person to be Machmeh, not to put anything inside a clerician, even if it's not Yatzah Lettuceboy. Now,
it's all together, that's
the Mokum of yeah. It's our chokah, meaning that enough. But the moment's not coming onto Machalish, a new issa that we never heard of. Now, I'm the Yatzah Lettuceboy can go. We never heard of such a thing. Chas v'sholom, the Gemara says Mufurish, Bishul of a Yatzah Lettuceboy. Elamai, the Magen Avraham was to tell us, like the Yamshon Shalom in Yeridei over there in Simon Sadi Dalad that talks about in the Taz, that if I have a clerician, Ala Eish, that's freezing cold. The Yamshon Shalom holds on to Issa Bishul Mamish. How can it be Issa Bishul? It's freezing cold. Elamai, it's our chokah, because if you do it now, you might do it then. So the Magen Avraham is ending over here. Enoch and my chicken soup right now is 20 degrees or 25, whatever it may be. Oh, but since it's a clerician, it's about now gone. He's not talking about when it's cold. The Magen Avraham would never talk about when it's cold. He's talking about when it was previously hot and it's on the way down. It's on the way down. Now you're going to ask, which degree is the cutoff point? Lay it there. Something that everybody has to figure out for themselves. Let me get back there. So a clerician, give him a bash. Yeah. Would I be Machmeh? Shall the Heilige Rav Shulchan Aruch, the Heilige Gletal, Kafachayim. Is a big machmir to be machmir? Would I be machmir? Depends. Most of the times, anyway, there's other tzivim to make for other reasons. For example, Tova Lachshin, it's Danin, it's only a Chumrah. So maybe take that Chumrah together, that bone, put them together. We don't have to be so machmir, as you know already, as you probably know by now. We don't like Chumrahs. I'll come on, let me get back to it. Klirishin is Mabashal. That means anything that's got a Shaila or a Bishul to it is going to be enough. Kamina, Legabe, a Klirishin. The only things you cannot put into a Klirishin, that you can put into a Klirishin, the Kuli Alma, is obviously a Dovah Yovish. Like, for example, Lokshin. You take Lokshin and Kneiluch and all these things without the problem of it. They've got ice cubes on them, icicles from the freezer, whatever it may be. There's no Shaila Bechal. It's not a Yomesh, I can go to Klerishin. No Shaila Bechal. Hu Adin, any type of liquid that's still boiling hot, if he's Spadim, or if he's Ashkenazim, that's still warm, would of course be included in this Heta of putting it into a Klerishin, because that's something that's not Nichlal in the Shaila Bechal. Let's just speak out before we move on to salt. A couple of nafkamin is the halacha on seed tests. Okay, at least in the ratio of seed tests. I've got to make a clerician. So we just mentioned clerician is mavashal. Let's speak out a few nafkamin that apply in our homes that to be a nafkamina in many different situations on Shabbos Kodesh. Number one, a radiator. Right, a radiator. I mean, most apartments I make nowadays do not come with radiators, but the old radiators that people used to have, right, that's got a din of a kli rishon mamish. How does it work? It's one system, right, that the pipes all connect to all the radiators, that goes to the boiler, that heats up the water, that gets pumped all over the place. So that has got a din of a kli rishon, which would mean, if my, obviously to switch on the radiator, you're not allowed on the whole system, but let's say the system is going, and in this room I've got to switch on the radiator. So I'm going to switch on the radiator now by the dial, nothing electric, no fire with a fire. Fire staying exactly the same. What happens inside this radiator is, at least in the older ones, now they've changed it with all sorts of things, but the older ones were made of water. The water inside is cold, it gets pumped around the system, it's not a kli rishon, it's mamash a kli rishon. So you're being mavashal in a kli rishon, which is awesome. We'll give enough other nafkaminas as well with the radiator. But I'll compare that to one thing. Number two, there's another problem of chazora, which is a whole different shaila, which means that this water was never on the edge before Shabbos, so as if they're taking water and putting it onto the fire, that's for sure a problem. Ali de Goy would be mortar for a simple reason that the Magen Avraham tells us in two places, Meshayim Bob and Sinchin Zayin, that a psikresha by a Goy is automatically mortar. This is considered to be a psikresha, and therefore, especially if it's cold outside and you've got kids, Ali de Goy, you can switch on the radiator, that wouldn't be a problem. But it is called Bishul Ali de Kli Rishon, which is something that you have to realize. That to switch off the radiator is much more makel. To switch off the radiator when the fire is off is basically no issa b'chal. There were those that are machme, but above them there's a mokim to be mekel, because all I'm doing is I'm just cutting off the hot water from coming in. If the fire is on, so then maybe you're dealing with a shali with fire, mavi, kibbutz, whatever it may be. But if the fire is off right now, which you go look at the boiler, you see that the fire is off because it's reached the temperature to go around your house, switch off the radiator, I'm not doing any issa b'chal. There are those that say it's not so good for other different reasons, but l'maisa, there is definitely a mokim for a yid, a Jewish person to do so. Now, moving on the same halacha, a radiator is a kli rishon. Okay, so what does that mean? That means to put something on a radiator that's shayach to bishul, for example, liquid, will be a shayach to bishul. Right? A person shouldn't think, so I've got a hecker, it's like a blech, this, that, and the other. It doesn't make enough to mean it. Take a baby bottle and put it onto a radiator. If that baby bottle could reach at some stage, Yad's a lettuce boy, we'll see Be'ez Hashem from Sif Yudalad, that there's an issa to put it even for 1 second. Even if I'm going to take it off before it gets out of the letters, but it doesn't make enough kumina. It's a Xavier Rabban. Well, then, we're dealing with a kli rishon. A radiator has got to do mamash of a kli rishon. I'll give you another example. Another example is as follows. What happens if you have towel on the radiator? How many times do you have a towel on the radiator? Lovely and warm, it's nice in the winter to, you know, wipe your hands with this towel. It's a shiloh bishul. If this towel can reach out to the letters, boy, which if it is on the radiator fully, it's going to reach out to the letters, but you're doing an issa bishul with a kli rishon. You know, they have nowadays in these new bathrooms, they make the radiator like a towel rack. So the whole towel rack is a radiator. And you put the towel and everybody got to dry their hands, you know, they dry their hands on this thing. Mamash Shali from Bishul Mamash. Is that the Shulchan Aruch later on, well, earlier on in Siman Shin Beis, talks about the halacha of drying yourself on the winter when you're coming from the rain. Oh, you come in, you go right next to the radiator. That's a problem, obviously, that everybody understands. You can't go next to the radiator with wet clothing. That's Mamash Shali from Bishul. It's the same thing also with the radiator that's got towels on it. Who are din? Continue with the same thing. You take a hot pot and you put it onto the counter. On the counter, it's wet. It's wet. Moisture or liquid, whatever may be on the counter, you're doing bishul with the kli rishon. In the chassidus thing, you've got to make sure that your countertop, your shayish, is fully dry at the time that you put the kadera of your tzuluf from your crock pot or your hot plate or your chicken soup, whatever it may be, onto the counter. Now, in a chanami, there's tons of tzuluvim to be made. It's like a bishul, the stomach's not the shit, klacha yad, the stomach's not the shit, 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 the everything. But the mice are the chat Yeski writes a person should be makvid on it to make sure that the counter is fully dry before you place your kedera on it. Same halacha would apply. They're using a wet pair of oven gloves or a wet towel that just got washed on Erev Shabbos, and you take out your children from the crock pot or your thing from the oven with a wet towel. So bayah again, bishul with a kli rishon. These are all poshul things, but it's all nichlal in bishul with a kli rishon. Now the last two is nageya. This I spoke by riches to Agenu Bezuel or Bachshlita, and with Maskim you have to be very careful. When a person has an atilus adayim that's right next to his Shabbos urn. The Mechem, the Mechem Chashmali, whatever, the Shabbos urn that he has right next to the sink, so everybody's busy splashing water all over the place because he wants to simplify Shiras, and maybe he uses a lot of water, and he ends up splashing and spritzing the urn over there. Right, Mr. Shalif and Bishul. Again, we're not going into all the Shilas. But again, something to realize that this is a Shaila of Bishul declaration. The last one, which I don't know if it's so gay over here, but something to think about. What about going to the Mikvah on Shabbos? Now, without the shaila of going into a mikvah on Shabbat, is it called a chit, is it called a tefillah, a hot mikvah, is it more to ayin kov nesadot? We're not going into the Indian right now. We'll get to it be'ez Hashem, and we learn some Mishnah Chavav, Hilchos Rechitza, we'll talk about mikvahs over there. But a simple shaila: when you walk to the mikvah, yeah, the floor is wet, your feet are wet, you're going into a boiling hot mikvah that could be Yetzer Ledis boy, could be, depending on different mikvahs, it's a shaila from Bishul. Or even more than that, right? The Hasidim like this very much. They like to go to the cold mikvah first, because that's cleaner, whatever it is, and then they go into the hot one, very geschmack. Right? Let's not get into Shabbos shaila. I don't know, once saw a fellow swimming on Shabbos in a swimming pool, one of these hotels, that they made the swimming pool into the mikvah, because otherwise, because you know, Shabbos morning without the mikvah, so I don't know how you could double machal. So he really mummish three laps, one, two, three, mummish dress, swimming on Shabbos. That's a whole different Indian. It's a shiloh on Shabbos. If a person will be makbid on that, again, it depends on the temperature of the mikvah, then we're not going to get it. Let me get later. So, again, just to realize, Bishul, the Klevishin, is it something which is streaming again? Let's move on. Let's move on to the sefer of Siftes, which is the sugya of salt. Sugya of salt. So, the Gemara that Membesim and Beis brings two Lashonis in the Gemara. Two Lashonis in the Gemara, Mestorm and Olim. Saw it already. There are two Lashonis. What is the din of salt? Yesh Oimim. That melech is not like tavlin. The main it's not like tavlin. It will cook in a klisheni. Yesh oimim that melech is not like tavlin. It's like it's not like tavlin. It is like tavlin, and therefore will not even cook in the klivishin. There are two lashonis in the Gemara, backwards and forwards. What do we do lemaisa with these two lashonis in the Gemara? What do we do with these two things? So the halacha rov rishonim paskin like the lishna basra to be makel. The Ritva brings it from the Goinim, the Rosh, the Rambam. They hold that we pass in that Ishta Basra. Ishta Basra means that Melach has got a very starker halacha of being cooked, and therefore you can basically put it into a Klevishin Shulo Ala Ish. It's not like a regular thing that you have a Chashash Kali Bishul, it's Kashi Bishul, and therefore you can be Meiko. Tosfos, which we saw, Tosfos says no, Hamachme Tovoi Olob Locha. Shouldn't do it. As we state in Tosfos, now the Tosfos says it, the Ritva says it, the Rosh brings in Shitas Tosfos as well. It seems to be Machme also like Shitas Tosfos. That's what comes out in the Maisa. The Shulchan Aruch paskins Lalocha over here to be Meikol. Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rav Yishonim Kedayfesh of the Shulchan Aruch. He doesn't go with Tosfos, and he holds that basically you can take a salt and you can put it into a Klevishin Shaloi Al Ha'esh. That's the Maisa, the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Clear. The Ramah comes along with Shitas Tosfos and says now Yesh. You know, always tell the Bachmim. I say, you know, everybody runs around for brachas and tzaddikim and gedolim. Even bracha right from Tosfos, from the Ramah. It's right over here. All you have to do is not put salt in the Klevishin, Shalai al-Eish. You got yourself a Gavanika bracha from Heilige Tosfos. Heilige doesn't sound so good, right? Bachan Knesset sounds a little bit better than that. Say that. Akoponim, to realize, it's a momish, a very stark din that the Mishnah Berurah paskins alocha, like this Tosfos. Mishnah Berurah in Ayin Aleph brings that very place from a Mekel, Oba, a person should be Machmi, Tovoi Allah Bracha, the Prima Godin, which the Mishnah Berurah brings as well, is Machalit between two different types of salt, which will have to be mavara nowadays. There's a cooked salt and there's an any cooked salt. So you have to mavara b'ez Hashem, what is the din of our salt here in Eretz Yisrael, what's in the Chutz Laaretz, what's going to be the situation with putting in salt in different inyan. Agav, the Beis Yosef over here in Siftes, he brings a Shibboleth Leket. The Shibboleth Leket brings a Rabbeinu Simcha that wants a tiny like this. If a person puts salt into his Kedera on Shabbos Kodesh, he wasn't allowed. He did. What's the halacha? Zog Rabbeinu Simcha, which is the Shibboleth Leket, which is brought down the Beis Yosef, Mutar. But the evidence for Seyde Gomel. Why? Zev is a Goyim. This we know from Yehudah, but at the beginning of Simon Pizayin. That if I have salt, I have a Kedera of Chulun, whatever it may be, it's in stomach, was salted a little bit before Shabbos, and now I'm doing it on Shabbos, Zev is a Goyim. I don't wish Yeshua Matirin, what happened? Oh, that's different. It's something we discussed at the beginning of Sivalim. It's Noilet Betaruvus. That means it only becomes cooked when it's already in the mixture. It's too late by then. We don't say Dovah Shesh Matirin, Ayin over there, and you're there, and we discuss the Inyan. Now, what does that mean? Now, that's all very nice if you go with the Lishna Basra. If you go with the Lishna Basra held what? That salt is a Koshi Bishol. Yeah? Then you'll be saying that. And Achanam, it takes time till it gets in, takes time till it cooks, and the time it cooks, it's ready in the mixture. Hold on a second. But if we machme like the sheet of the Lishna Kama, which is what the Ramah and Tosfos v'chole, then it gets cooked in that instant that it meets over there. It wasn't loaded for Taruvas. And I'll be more than that. Look at the Ramah. It sounds like there's a steer in the Ramah. The Ramah stands over here that you should be machme like Tosfos, right? Which means he's passing like what? Lishna Kama. All of a sudden he says, hold on a minute, but if you did it, Bim Ova, he goes with the Lishna Basra. Tosis, make up, I mean, Ramon, make up your mind. What's going on over here? So Parshas, you have to say the Pshat is Parshat like this. Aus Issa the Reisa of Bishol. So the Ramon was Choyshev Veshitas Tosis, which means he wanted to make sure that you didn't do any Shail of Issa the Reisa of Bishol, and that's why he made sure that we pass out the Vishnah. But the Mishnah came up to be machmir. But when it comes to a b'di'eved of Ma'aseh Shabbos, which is only the Rabbanon, the Tovei Shishim Etirin, all the Svaros, now already you can be somech l'maisa that salt has got a din of kosher bishul to be maker over there. Now, the Shaila is, what does it mean bishul by salt? What does it mean bishul by salt? So it's called from Tosfos that a person can be over the Daraisa by cooking salt. The Me'iri is a gevaldike chiddush in Mem Beis Samed Aleph, which the Minchas Chinuch also spells out in Beis Samed, the Minchas Chinuch. He says that salt is only cooked, well, not when it's melted. People think that when it melts, that's the cooking. You saw that in the Mishnah Berurah as well. The etim of the Makor is the Me'iri. That melting is not considered cooking. Horayas of the Me'iri, when you put in something cold, also melts. So it can't be that melting is considered to be cooking. And Rav Moshe's got a Gevaldik of Chuvan Ayin Dalit Sikot and Tezvav, where he writes, Ein Doima, something that has been cooked with salt, and something that you just put salt inside. And everybody that knows anything about food knows, Carl, when you put salt in yourself, it's nice, but it's not the same when you cook it. It melts in both cases. There's a bishul of salt when it actually is mubushul, as opposed to being melted. That's the Me'iri, that's the Minchas Chinuch, and we see that clearly from the Mishnah Berurah over here. Now, let's move on, starting on the same Nekuda, and as I said, the Mishnah Berurah in Ayin Aleph brings two Lushonos, and it says we paskin like the second one, to be makel, but because of Tosfos, you should be machmir tovoi alav bracha, and that's why he learns pshat in the Rambam. Then the Mishnah Berurah says like this, and it gets interesting. It's a little bit complicated as well. The Mishnah Berurah says einoch hanami kol ze b'madvom amurim. That's talking about what, by raw salt. But when you're dealing with something that's cooked already, when you're dealing with cooked salt, there's no bishul acha bishul tovoi yomesh. We learn that already in the Sifbalut, it's 100% mutter, no shayla b'chal, as though stated in the Mishnah Berurah. Then he brings over here the Yeshem of Rakim Bazeh. And all of a sudden he says, there are those that don't like it, and because of them, that means, hold on a second. He just told me that in dealing with cooked salt, pre-cooked salt, it's fully cooked, it's a dovey yavish. Ain't bishon akam bishon, but dovey yavish. It's mutter to put in a klivishon. Some people don't like it, so don't do it. Now, what's the reason? He doesn't say. He doesn't say what the bayar is over here. Now, over here, I'm not going to go into this, but this is a huge sugya. Over here, I looked at about five different maduras of Mishnah Berurah over here. Every madura has their shad seen in a different place. Very interesting. Look at the I'm not going to go through now because there's a massive Indian, but the Sikotan, Salihei, Salivov, and different maduras of Mishnah Berurah are put in different places. Now, there's tremendous nafkaminas if what we're going to say now applies to sugar, applies to salt, alkoponim. That's one need doing that we're not going to go into, but that's a tremendous arichas. That Parshat Tshatzin tells us as follows. What was bothering the Mishnah Berurah? What was bothering the Mishnah Berurah when he said that I have over here pre-cooked salt? That really I should put it into a klibishin shalal ha'ej, but because some people don't like it, don't do it. What was the reason? The Sharitzin brings us, and he tells us to look at the Sharit Tshuva, who brings us Zera Emes, one of the Gedolei Achronim. Zera Emes is something we've spoken about when we discussed a little bit of Ma'aseh Shabbos. Mamash one of the Gedolei Achronim. So he brings over there like this. Two reasons. Basically, we're going to say three Mahalchim in Pshat and the Mishnah Berurah. Pshat number one is the Sharitzin, which is the Sharit Tshuva, which is the Zera Emes. Two reasons. Reason number one, and this is extremely negated to us, this Manenu, and that is the way they made salt. When the Mishnah Berurah says they cooked salt, what does that mean? Does that mean they literally put it into a kedera? They heated up, bubbled it up, and let the water evaporate? That could be how they did it in the Mishnah Berurah days. Although the Sharit Tzion tells us, I'll pee the Sharit Tshuva, that no, they used to do a type of afia. Now, if they do a type of afia, so that means when you're putting it in your klivishon, even though it's cooked, but it's a bishul achafia. Bishul achafia, ready to say, hey, you're not allowed. That's one reason why the Mishnah Berurah tells us you shouldn't put it in a klivishon, even though it's ready to be cooked, because it's a type of afia. That's reason number one. Reason number two is because a salt, who are dinned by the sugar, but mainly by salt, is the yisoid, and the ishtamshus of salt is only when it's being melted, it's being cooked, so basically it's got a din of it's not fully cooked. It's not fully cooked because it's not finished, it's tachas right now. So therefore, these are two reasons, I'll be the sharitzi and sharitruva, b'chole, why the Mishnah Berurah says, you've got fully cooked salt, let's say in America, you shouldn't put it in a klivishon, shaloy aleich. That's the pshat. Pshat number one. Pshat number two, maksal shekel, which also the Shmei Shabbos also brings down the halacha. Second pshat in the Mishnah Berurah. Why was the Mishnah Berurah machmir over here? What do Kileiga say? and this is the Yisrael later on, we'll learn about in Hashem and see if Tez Zayin, that there's a shayla of something that's a Dover Yorish now, that turns eventually into a Dover La. What din do we give it? Do we give it a din of a La? Or do we give it a din of a Dover Yorish? That's the shayla. Now, the Engel learns what's the reason why salt is a Baya, even though it's cooked already, there's a problem because it turns into a Dover La. And it's as if you're being Mavash on a Dover La. Being Mavash on a Dover La is also. That's a major baya. What I just said now is a major. Even the Machzor Shechem says it. Shmini Shabbos says it. It's a major baya because later on, but the Agav have this in your notes and in your brain that later on the Mishnah Berurah are going to evolve later on and see Tezayin Paskin's Alocha Klah that we Paskin to be making that we Paskin as a Nidav Yavich now even though it's going to turn into a Dover Lach. But that's a very way that we'll get to and see Tezayin to be Masbit why a person can't heat up an ice cube on Shabbos. That we'll get to Beis Hashem. Now that's Mahalach number two. Mahalach number three is the Shulchan Aruch Rav. The Shulchan Aruch Rav has very simple. The reason why the Mishnah Berurah, obviously he's not giving pshat in the Mishnah Berurah because the Rav Shulchan Aruch came first. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Gemara all the time, but the Shulchan Aruch Rav learns it's a chumrah. That's all. It's a gzeira that a person will cook mevushel salt otu ainu mevushel salt. It's a new gzeira that the Shulchan Aruch Rav wants the tine of pshat. Okay. So now we at least understand where the Mishnah Berurah is coming from when he told us not to do it. I don't know why. I'm just talking about everybody here had the kasha, and now Baruch Hashem we have a little bit of mahalach in what's going on. Let's go now to Halacha Lemaisa. Let's talk about salt Lemaisa. Let's talk about salt on Shabbos Kodesh. You want to add salt into your chicken soup? That's shy number one. Shy number two, we're not going to go into yet, which is the shy of Dover Gush. Are you allowed to add salt and all the other things onto your pizza schnitzel or whatever it may be? That's a Dover Gush. That is a sugar, and it needs a hezbo by itself. But it's a shame the beginning of next year we'll start with the sugar of Dover Gush. How to be must be Dover Gush. But today we're going to go into.
When it probably becomes a liquid, though, no?
First of all, it does. If it's hot, it completely not into a liquid, but it melts. Whatever that melt in Hilchos Sayin is,
that's like the big kosher salt.
And then it won't melt. Say no, it doesn't mean it's not mevushel though. Doesn't mean that's not cooking it. Because the shade of a Dover Gush, as we'll explain, as you know, is about dinner clevishin even when it's in klishishi. So it doesn't make enough community if it melts or not. Let's say I put it in my chicken soup and it doesn't melt. Does that mean I'm not over? I'm rather not. Oh, you have the lachlukos on the outside, or it does. That's what you assume we'll get to Dover Gush, but it's a chef. That's Rabbi saying, salt. What's the halacha? So, you guys know me by now. I've got on my speed dial, I've got the Vedat's phone number, and I call up my fellow in the kashrus over there in the Vedat, and he says to me like this, Hetzi. He says to me that the salt here in Eretz Yisrael is not cooked. In Chutzlaret, I checked this with the OU, and I checked this with the London Basin to make sure both places I'm correct. In Chutzlaret, come on, every single place is cooked salt. Unless you buy a specific one that says in it not cooked. But the normal salt you buy in Chutzlaret in America and England is considered to be cooked already, whereas the salt that we get here in Eretz Yisrael is not. Now, if you do the famous Maisa that happened years ago, when the Orchid Shabbos first came out with his first Chelik, so he wrote in the Orchid Shabbos that all salt is considered to be cooked, and therefore all our lochas in the Mishnah Berurah over here and see if they supply. He came out a few weeks later with tremendous signs all over Yerushalayim saying, I'm terribly sorry that they were, I was misled, they told me initially, so it's not true, the salt here is completely not cooked. So that's the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah here in Eretz Yisrael, unless you buy some kind, I know people that most Americans will bring, Cheerios and Oreo cookies and whatever from New York, right? I know people that bring salt. They've actually been salt. They had their pound of salt. This is my Shabbos table, and everyone got no shayla b'chal on Shabbos, right? So there are people like that. But for one, let's be kind of nafkaminis. Now that we know that it's all the chutzos is worse than nafkaminis, so we have to understand. What do we do?
In chutzos, they cook it in liquid.
Yeah, they cook it mamish. Yeah. It's boiled up until it evaporates, and that leaves the salt. And it's against the mahalach to explain it, but yeah, it's cooked up mamish. Now, let's go over here. Let's talk about cooked salt. Let's make chutzos. Let's start with chutzos. Chutzos is talking about cooked salt in the ma'isa. So the halacha is that the etzem. The Mishnah Berurah paskins totally zoy not to put it into a klivishon to a klisheni itself. So let us vote no shayla b'chal. So basically, once you've taken your chicken soup, you pour it into your tureen or into your individual bowls, whatever it may be, it's a klisheni. There's no issa b'chal in taking salt of chutzlaret and putting it on. There is a Shulchan Aruch Rav that's machme even over here, as we explained, and he wants to be machme even on cooked salt. But again, the Maaseh of the Mishnah Berurah does not paskin that way, and we don't paskin that way. We paskin that you can be mekel, you can put salt in a klisheni if it has been cooked. Here in Eretz Yisrael. So here in Eretz Yisrael, what does it mean it's not being cooked? What does it mean? So, but that's by Rikas when I said that, it's a whole lot of Rikas this, but in one sentence, what do they do with the salt here? They bake it. They bake it in an oven. I think they told me 300 or 350 degrees. Whatever it is, it's baked. If that's the case, it's not cooked, it's baked. Now that's going to make a tremendous nafkamina to a lot of things, and we're going to be very makel because of that idea. Before we get to the kulas, then number one. The halacha is in Shulchan Aruch, if it's not cooked, Shulchan Aruch Be'etzem is Mekel, Kli Rishon Shelo Al Eish. The Ramah says, Hamachme, not even pulling it in Kli Sheni, Tavod Avrocha, that means that Kli Sheshi is Mutter, right? Chazon Ish was Machme by Kli Sheshi, but the Maestro, the Psach of the Mishabura is, and that's how we paskin, Kli Sheshi, Inherent Yisrael, Non-Cook Soul, Mutter, no Shaila. So that means, now we're going to get into ladles right now, right? Ladles are sugi and sifi gimel that we have to spend in arichas on it. But for example, if your chicken soup came from the original kedera, and then it got moved to a serving bowl, from that serving bowl it came into your original bowl, that's considered to be a klishishi de kuli alma, and therefore, even there to soil, I can put my salt in without any shadow whatsoever. The same would be for chulun, that's maybe in liquidy, a runny, a good Hungarian chulun, right? It's a good, real runny chulun, without a shadow dova gush, if it's in a klishishi, there is no problem, bachlal, of doing such a thing. Now, the Maisa, somebody that puts it in a klisheni, and there's many people that do. You go to people's houses on Shabbos, you'll see, unfortunately, people putting in a klisheni. What's the halacha? You have to tell them, zechenisht, why? Boshe desach. The Essen is a mokadim maker, sells even to put a klisheni. This is what we mentioned originally. We said that it's not cooked, it's not cooked, it's baked. Some kind of roasting is done to it. So therefore, if cooked to an extent of Hilchos Bishul, it might be cooked. But there's a problem of Bishal Achafir. Now, Bishal Achafir, we already learned in Sif Hei, it's a Machoikos we're showing him. The Ramah is Machmir Lachatzchela, but Shlish Kepelech, that's one Chomer. Chomer number two, that we're Machmir Tovon Abrocha. Kishibur in the Ramah, everybody's Machmir Meikadim and Meikol by salt. It's a Chomerah. No, it's a Gevaldik. We have over here two Chomers, and according to the Klal of Ramosha, take two Chomers and put them together, that we don't do. So again, Lachatzchela, we're not going to come over here and say, just put two salt in your Klisheni. There's definitely a Mokum Lahalacha Lamaisa to say that you can, for sure, on someone that does, to be Meiko, and say that our salt here in Eretz Yisrael is baked, therefore it's a Shaila Bishal HaKafir, Bishal HaKafir, the Etzem is Mutter, Klisheni is the Etzem Mutter as well, they're just two Chumas that put on there, and therefore again, there's a tremendous Mokum to be Meiko. Same thing with by sugar, sugar is mamish cooked, and therefore sugar, you're allowed to put into a Klisheni, even if it's Yatzah lettuce bread, that's not a problem, but you should not pour hot water onto your sugar. Now, let's move on. Anyway, let's move on to Sif Yud now. That was a little bit of an introduction, an idea into Sif Test. Let's start now Sif Yud. Sif Yud goes like this. What's the halacha with Iroi? What's the halacha with Iroi Mikli Rishon? So there's Be'etzem, there's four, but we'll speak out three main shitas in the Rishonim. What is the Hagdara of, what's the halacha of Iroi Mikli Rishon? Tosfos and Shabbos Membeis brings the sheet of the Ri that says Iroi Mikli Rishon, and it's Mavashal Koloi. Zog the Ri in Tosfos, Iroi is coming from a Kli Rishon, it's got a din of a Kli Rishon itself. By the way, there's a Modika Shita which we'll have to get to of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish holds that any time a person takes, as we understand the Klisheni, if I take my empty cup and I put it under the urn, and I open up the urn, the water comes in it, what is this right now? This is my Klisheni. Chazon Ish says, no, that's the Kli Rishon, because Iroi comes straight from the Kli Rishon, Shaloi Nisaka Kiluach, it's constantly coming into the thing, there's a connection from my cup to the original urn, if there's a connection, it's all got a din of one pipe, and if it's by the radiator, it's all got a din of one system, and therefore that's why Chazon Ish held that the cup that you put under the urn has got a din of a Kli Rishon, not a Klisheni. Nafkamin is you have to use an extra cup. Meaning got only is not that way, and it's not so posh Chazon Ish actually said it, because it's not in the Sefer Chazon Ish, but I've learned that for a different time. Iroi Mikli Rishon. Iroi Mikli Rishon, according to the Ri, is Mavashal Kuloi. There's an enough community between Iroi and Kli Rishon itself. Tosfos then brings Rabbeinu Tamis, the Sugya in Zvochem Tzalidale, which is a massive Sugya to understand what is going on with Iroi. And Tosfos, Rishon Rabbeinu Tam, Paskins, is Mavashal only Kidei Klipa. The Rashbam holds that it's a Klisheni and it's not Mavashal at all. So we have over here three Madrigas. We've got those that hold the Iroi Mikli Rishon Mamish, it's got a din of a Kli Rishon. Those that hold that we're in between somewhere, it's got a din of a Klipa. And those that hold the Rashbam, nothing at all. Machlokes Rishonim. Now again, from the Gemara we have no right. The Gemara talks about Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni. We have no right what the Gemara says by Iroi. The Prima Godim in Yerideya Simon Samaches, Mishbezoi Sikot and Tess, a very good Daimar Mokim, says Iroi Mavashuk de Klipa, Misothik Luchumra. It's a Chumra. Very interesting. I can give you a shtickle to you right now for half an hour just to explain where the Brimen Godin got this from, and if we might have a choshesh for it. The Shulchan Aruch of the Hin Sivyud is choshesh for it. The Shulchan Aruch of the Hin Sivyud is choshesh for the middle sheet of the Rishonim. That also lit in Talmud Mekau Loos and Imikli Rishon, why is it the Mishavur? Iroi Mavashuk of the Klipa. Iroi Mavashuk of the Klipa. And that's the Pesach of the Mishavur, that's the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch Arab, and that's the Halacha. Iroi is Mavashuk of the Klipa. We mentioned this in Siv Hei, that when a person pours a hot chocolate sauce onto a nice cake, so he's doing Bishul Achafia Be'iroi, which is only a Mavashuk of the Klipa, and made it the only Klipa of your or a cake will become osa fish lachafia, at least lachatchila, but the ever we've spoken out, umaisa. Now, is kedekliba doraisa or durabonon tremendous nafkamina? The nafkamina will be the kabe boira, for example. Let's say a person does ira on his bereket with his mushroom sauce, whatever it may be. Now he wants to cut off, because he doesn't want to be choshed with the ever to make it, he wants to take it off. So now to know, doraisa durabonon tremendous nafkamina, the kabe hilchas boira, we'll get to be the zemishin yates. Now, there is a tshuva from Rav Moshe in Chelik Aleph Simul Tzadik Gimel, where it's mashal for Rav Moshe that it's mamish doraisa. Mamish doraisa. That kedei klipa by iru is a mamish achiv doraisa. It's mamish gezach. It's mamish mamish gezach. We know that maisa, we don't go with that. How do we know that? Because everybody here learned the Shatzin. Who didn't learn the Shatzin? Steve Cotton Hay, the beginning of Shinyat Ches. Everybody learned the Shatzin, the beginning of Shinyat Ches, that discusses the Steve Cotton Hay, where he says, clearly, it's only Durabonon. It's only Durabonon. And that's the Maisa, the Pesach of the Mishnah, that Iroi is Vavashak the Eklipa Midurabonon. Like the Prima Godin said in Yeridei, it's a Sopek, we're Machme Durabonon, Vada not Duraisa. Now, what is the Pshat that it's only a Kedei Klipa? So this we already know from Yeridei, we know from the Rosh over here, Tatar Gova. Tatar Gova means the bottom one, the top one, well, the bottom one always overpowers. Which means that if I'm putting hot onto cold, it's a sugar by Yudalef as well, is that the bottom one is cold, it overpowers the top and cools it down. Oh, but the Gemara says, ah, then make it a bottom. And in the meantime, something cooks. How much is that? Only a klipa. So the Mishnah brings us over here in Sifyut two important conditions to have a shayla of Iroit Mavashak de klipa. Condition number one, obviously, it's got to be Atzeleles, but that's a double portion. Condition number two, it's got to be Shaloi Nifsek Ekiluach. If it's Nifsek Ekiluach, it's got a din of a klisheni mamish. So those are the two conditions that will make something a shayla of Iroit, and therefore that will be a problem. Now,
Nifsek Ekiluach is that the Kiluach is at one point suspended in the air, not connected to either.
Right, exactly. Right, the Sugi is in Yerudea Samaches over there, Sif Yud, that talks about Maliga Sa'ofis. That's where the Sugi, that's the core of Nifsek HaKinuach, no, so we'll always try to tie in a little bit of Yehudah to Erechaim over here. Al Kaponim, Iru. What's the pshat why Iru is different? So over here it's Boshet. If we learned Tosfos in the beginning, Tosfos told us that why was the Kli Rishon so Machmeh? Simply because it got heated up by the walls. Oh, when I have an Iru, so it comes out of that Kedera, it gets cooled down by the wall, by the air around it, and therefore obviously there's going to be a Mokrim to be Mekel over there, and that's why I'm much more Mekel with Iru. Let's continue. That's the yud, which would mean any shayla of iru, that means to ma'ara a hot water from a kivishon onto things like, let's talk about croutons in your soup, right? For example, if while you're giving out the soup, everybody really taking their croutons, that's a problem. You're doing iru mi kivishon if you're doing it mamish on the kivishon, even if you're doing it from a ladle, a quantum mishibu, that's machman, see if you gimel, that says a ladle got in of a kivishon. But a problem to know, that's one. For example, will be enough kamina. To make coffee, to make tea, all these sorts of things to make on Shabbos, to make an Iwami Klevishon is going to be a problem because you're not taking from the Klevishon, you'll be Ma'ara onto the coffee, it's a shine of coffee. Be'ez Hashem, I told you, we will discuss Be'ez Hashem what the halachos of coffee is. Be'ez Hashem. Let's move on. So again, now we know the halachos of Iwami, we know Klevishon, now we'll go on to what the shine is now with Sifid Aleph and Sifid Beis. Now that we know the shaylis of Klevishon and Iwami, now we can understand what Yud Aleph and Yud Beis are coming along to tell us. The Aleph and Yud Beis are the Yesodis of any time a person is mixing hot water and cold water together. In any order b'chlal, you have a Shaila of Bishul. Now, where's the Makar? So the Makar over here, Be'etzim, is the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, HaMechem Shepino Lo'yitein Le'soichai Tzoinim Machloikis Abaya Nev Ado Bamasno. What on earth is the Pshat in this Mishnah? Tremendous Machloikis in the Gemara. Rav Ado learned you took out the water. You took the water out from the urn, you've got an empty, boiling hot urn, are you allowed to put cold water in there, which will obviously heat up that water? That's the shayla. Abaya says, no, didn't take out the water, took the urn off. That's the machlokes in the Gemara. Then there's a machlokes to show him how we paskin in this machlokes. The Rif says, claw that we paskin like Abaya. Memela, that's why if you paskin like Abaya, you're allowed to pour a lot of cold water into hot water in the Klevishon, because we paskin like Abaya. The Rambam is not clear. The Rambam, it depends really. The Beis Yosef learns the Rambam that he paskins like Rav Ada, which would mean if he the Rambam, at least the Beis Yosef learns the Rambam, it would be also to pour cold water into hot water, even a lot. Whereas the Taz, Ransa Taz, learns the Rambam differently. He says there's no machalekas b'chalal between Abaya and Rav Ada. And therefore it's also to pour even a little bit of cold water but obviously a lot would be mutter. So there is a machlokes exactly how we paskin. It's a tremendous sugya that I don't want to go into, especially when you get into rishonim of what is an ambati and what's a kois and all these things. It's very interesting. I always use the Beis Yosef here. The Beis Yosef here, when I gave I went around Manchester to give me shurum and hilchus tefillin and hilchus haircutting on Shabbat, haircutting during the week, which is the shayla, whatever the shayla is about to give, whatever, making the different things. So we use slideshows, we make it very exciting with diagrams and videos, and it makes it very, very nice. We just say hilchus mezuzah. I always start the shir basing on the Beis Yosef over here in Sifid Aleph, Sifid Beis. What does he say over here? What's the Makar? It says over here that since we don't have the pictures to know what Ambati and Akos and all these things are, maybe we're going to be Machme. I said, well, look at that. So the basis is that we're going to be Machme because we don't have the pictures. But if we know what the pictures are, we know what's going on, it has, gives a color to a person that he can make one because he knows exactly what a person's doing. The Marula talks, the Marabah talks about Riches, about the Koyach of Re'iyah, that a person sees something, he ain't a doyme, v'chod, v'chod. Al-Gabon, and that's what the basis says over here, but there, Agav. Now, even with Klevishon on the liquids. Now, Irui Miklivishan onto a solid is posher than it's Mavashra Kadei Klippa that we already discussed. What about into a liquid? Do we say the same thing by liquid or do we not say the same thing by liquid? So here we have a tremendous machloikas Rishonim, tremendous machloikas Rishonim, whether or not we say Irui is Mavashra Kadei Klippa by liquid or not. The Rashba, the Ram, the Rambam, at least how the Beis Meir learns Pshat, holds that Irui into a liquid does not have the same din onto a solid. For the simple reason is like this. Water's got a din of kosher mishum. It's very, very hard to cook. Therefore, when the Irui falls into a liquid, since water takes time to cook, so what happens is it gets mixed up straight away. If it gets mixed up straight away, by the time it cooks, too late, it's already in the kishen. That's how the Rashba, the Ram, and at least one Beirish in the Rambam learns Pshat. Tosus and Shabbos Membeis says not that way. Says Tosus, no, there's not enough community between Iru onto a solid or onto a liquid. Minus Tamina. Both of them are Mavasha for the Klippa. That is Shita's Tosus. Obviously, depending on how much liquid is there, Tosus will not tell you that if you pour a little bit of hot water into a huge amount of cold water, it's going to be a shayla, because obviously it's going to go cold. But if the soiv dava, those are the most important words in Sifir Aleph and Sifir Beis, if the soiv dava is yad seledas, Tosus learns that it's an issa. I mean, Mavashak de Klippa, whatever it is, the Targova, Gansu Sugyas, v'chole, that we haven't got time to be Mayrach and every single Sugya. Oh, but the Maisa, that's the Machlekes Rishonim. How do we Pafkin? Mishnah Berurah very clearly goes with Tosfos to be Machme. Mishnah Berurah very simply in Ayin Ches says very clearly that we have to be Machme v'shitas Tosfos. And that's the Psak Lemaisa of all the Binas Odom, the Magan Avon, the Primagon, the Bismay, the Chayodom, the Mamish, all the Poiskim over here, till the Dovid, the Holy, the Gedoli Achroinim, all Choshev Vashitis are Tosfos. If the Choshev Vashitis are Tosfos, what does it mean to us as follows? Very, very simple. That if a person pours water, let's say hot water into cold water, let's make that the simple one. Hot water into cold water, let's make a dogma, right? I always try to make everything Lemaisa because then you remember everything much, much better. I once heard, years ago, I heard this from a very, very choshev basic. So after that, how I started to learn. He told me that's how he learned. Is that every time you learn something, think to yourself, hold on a minute. If someone would come to me right now and ask me a shayla, what would I tell them? It puts everything, the whole halacha lemaisa, it makes everything into a perspective of what's lemaisa, what comes out from Sif Yud, what comes out from Sif Yud Aleph, and maybe you remember it much, much better, because you put it lemaisa. Oh, good point. You have a baby bottle. No, you want to have a baby bottle of milk. I've got a 50, whatever it is, cc of milk. I want to make a little bit more for the baby. What are you allowed to do? I want to go along and take hot water from my urn and put it directly into my milk. What's the halacha? Very simple. Tosfos will tell me, and this is the psak of the Mishnah Berurah halacha, that if I pull so much hot water in from my urn into my milk, that the end result will be yatzei ledes boy, that I did it issa. Now, Bidi Eved, obviously we can be Mekel, because many Rishonim hold there's no such thing. And you saw this in the Be'er Locha, that you can say much Bidi Eved on Rosh Rishonim, because we discussed this already in Hilman Sif Aleph, they got the Maisa Shabbos, of course we can be Mekel. Oh, but Lechat Chedor, it means simple, simple thing. I know there are people that are Machmer, I never understood it why. How many times people come over with this thing? How the whole Mahalach, how they have to make the heat up the milk on Friday night for their babies. You take it out, you put it in, cliche, cliche, they're busy with it. It's a very simple eater. Put how much you need, and a bit of cold water, hot water until it gets a little bit nice and warm, the Seder Gomi, you're not even any Issa Bechlal. Now, when you go for Ket, For example, you've got hot water. Now, these are klivishim. Because generally, to add in water in a klivishim is a tremendous problem. Let's talk about a klishim. It's a bachal. If I have a boiling hot tea, usually hot tea, not yad nechas bray, yad sedad nechas. And it's, we'll get to yad nechas bray, later on in the sikdalit, you dalit. But if you have over here a tea, boiling hot, and I add a little bit of freezing cold, never cooked before water, what's the halacha? Mutter. It's a klishim. I, the end result, yad sedad nechas bray, yeah, but klishim, ain't a bachal. So that way around, generally, we're okay with. It's the other way around, you want to be careful. If you're adding hot water into cold, for example, let's say you serve chicken soup, and one of the kids say, you know what, I'd like more chicken soup, please. Now, they've still got lots of chicken soup there, which is freezing cold. So I want to take now from my ladle, boiling hot chicken soup, and I want to pour it in. Now, if it's so double, will be yad for lettuce, bro, there could be a bayah. It could be a bayah. I'm not saying bad there, because it depends on the matzias of the chicken soup inside the bowl. But that is something you have to realize in this sugya, that if you're putting hot into cold, if the soy dove is yad seledes bro, it's also. If the soy dove is not yad seledes bro, that will be mutter. Always be the evid, you could be makel. Always. If a person by mistake put too much hot water in, you can always be makel. Another mahat. Yeah.
You know that chicken soup would be like mine as well. You know that
Yeah, it's a shy in the Mishabu when he says shamash and pashtas, yeah. Now, heating up a bean bottle is a different mahalach as well. And that is, there's a shach in Yerideya that tells us that sometimes the kedera itself has got a din of the klipa. Sometimes you have to take off a kedera klipa, but the kedera could be the kedera klipa. So let's take an example over here. How about like this? How about, I've got milk inside my baby bottle, right? It's very pre-pasteurized milk. And I don't want to put water inside it for whatever reason. I want to just run a stream of hot water from the urn onto my baby bottle. I have a shayla of Eroi Miklivishin. Eroi Miklivishin is Ravash on how much? Kedei Klipa. What's the Klipa? The baby bottle. And therefore I'm okay. The baby bottle is a Klipa. And even though what's going on inside is going to get cooked, mutter. Smutten ganzen. No problem, Bakal. Hu Adin. When you fill up a regular cup that's been washed, right, we'll get to the halacha in a moment, I hope, is that inside, I dried out my inside of my cup, whatever, we'll get to the halacha if I have to or not have to, whatever it is. On the outside, it's still wet. So I'm going to fill up my cup now with water, I've got to fix the top, outside it's boiling hot. Is that called visual? I'd rather not. Why? Because it's only alide iroi, it's even better than kishani. But even if it's alide iroi, the droplets on the other side, the klipa is the cup. And therefore, iroi is not actually the klipa is the cup. No problem, Mechlal. Come again, back. Now, we have to move on over there to two most important halachas. Yeah. Two more important halachas, and then it's number one. Number one, we're discussing Iroi and Klisheni v'chole v'chole, right? We already learned halachas are making tea, and we will get to Beis Hashem coffee, that we use a Klishi v'chole v'chole. Now, what's the halacha when I have a cup or a bowl that's got droplets of liquid inside it? Do I have to make sure that every drop is out, or can I just refill it when there's droplets inside it? So, let's leave the shayla out if they're warm. Let's talk about their cold and ganzen. Now, I have over here approximately 28 different tshuvas, right, which I'm not going to go through right now, with different halachim in the sugya. I'm going to speak out the Rosh Hashanah and give the sikkim la halacha. It's like this. Rav Moshe, the tshuva in Chenik, Aleph Siman Tzadigim, and also in Chenik, Dalet Siman Ayin, Dalet Sikkim, your test, writes that it depends. If the liquid is already pre-cooked, so then the essence you give me mako, give it a shake, make sure the equal liquid came out, water. I would have it left inside there, saying it's chaven, it's like nichele, I'm not interested in it bechlal. Whereas with Moshe, if the liquid that's inside there has never been cooked, so you're not dealing with a double lakshin, it's stunning. We're dealing with the Issa Bishal Mamash for the first time of Blach, which is an Issa Mamash Shalva Doraisa, and later then you've got to dry that Mamash, right? Which would mean, let's take a simple example. When I make myself a cliché, so I take one cup and another cup and I pour from one to the other. Now I've got here my empty cup which I just poured into my tea. I see it's not enough. I want to continue pouring from the earth. Let's say the drops are going completely cold. If they're warm, we'll get to it in Sittes Vav. But if they're going completely cold, I want to put it back under the earth. According to Moshe, these liquids are already pre-boiled. It's Bishalach, Bishal Badova, Lach. Rav Moshe holds it's a chumrah, shake it out and continue, no problem. Whereas if you take this cup and you wash it into the sink under the faucet, so now the water that went inside that came from where? Uncooked, never to bayah. Now it could be Rav Moshe l'shitasi. Rav Moshe holds, again we'll get to it in Sittes Vav, that Bishalach, Bishal Badova, Lach is a chumrah. Somebody got in, it's a chumrah. So that's why he was makel. But what about by us? The Mishavua seems to say, in a few places, the Shatzin brings it, Mishavua in Kofchas, whatever, I want to tell you that we make our dinners a problem. So it could be we have to be machalik. The Meister, the Das of Roy Poiskim Lahalocha is similar to Ramosha, which means, Lechatchila, if there were drops that were already cooked, so shake out whatever you can, and you can fill it up even though you've got drops in there that will be cooked and become boiling hot. and it's even miklivishon on them, doesn't make enough kamina because it's einim miskavus leichbas lebuchole buchole. But if you washed it under the sink and you got water in there that wasn't cooked, then you have a chiyuv to completely dry it over there. There's a modig tshuva also in Yabi Oimer, Chelet Dalet Simen Lama Dalet, that also is a little bit machmer for the Shita as well, the Arletzin as well. But again, I'm not going to go through the 28 different Seifim Lamaisa. That where is it a nafkamina? Obviously to a cup, but a tremendous nafkamina to a flask. When you get one of these flasks that you fill up with hot water, so often over there you've got to be very, very careful because it's very hard to get rid of the last drops. Also the same thing with a hot water bottle. A hot water bottle obviously is not a shayla for fuah, but using a hot water bottle, you have water in there, depending if you washed out or not, there could be quite a nice amount of that. Hu hadin, you have to watch out for this. Every time you take a ladle and you serve the chicken soup, you put down the ladle, 10 minutes later you come back to serve more, the droplets that are on your ladle have gone completely cold, to put them back into the chicken soup, it's a bayah for mishul, you've got to shake it. Hu hadin with the lid, you take off the lid Friday night, to take off the shulun, right? And you put the lid down. 10 minutes later, when you want to put it back on, it's gone freezing cold. You've got droplets over there of condensation. You're going to put it back onto the kibishon. Baya! This is your dua problems that we had to mention.
Is there a shear of bishul? Like,
oh, very good. About it, there's a shear of bishul. For sure, by the Raisa, for sure, to be high skin is a shear of bishul. The Chatish Asim in a Torah. That means like this. If it's a little bit of condensation that's like nothing, mist, nothing at all, that's mutter. That we're not talking about. We're talking about a nice chashom. That's what Moshe said. If you shake it out a couple of times, it doesn't mean it's dry. It just means you've got the rove of the liquid off. The little bit that stays in it is like ichbas leil nichelay. Even if it's a such a tiny bit, then enachanami. But if it's not such a tiny bit, you've got to be careful. So what the gedur of a tiny bit? Enachanami. Now, two last shalis we have to get to is number one. The main shal is using an urn on Shabbos. Using how we mentioned this shayla before, we have to get to it right now because we dealt with klivishon and irim klivishon, and that is two mitzvahs. Number one, every time you use an urn, again, I'm not with the new mummish ones, but I checked this with a few of the older ones. When you use an urn, there's always a couple of drops that stay over there. Those drops, I tested it after. I think I measured about erech 1.5 minutes. It's freezing cold. So now you come with your tea, you go like that. Irim klivishon. You're being mavash of that water. Being lost at water, so I spent this overtime going with this Rav Shlita, Rav Falcon Gate says, they're both masking to me. They said, I don't know the Matthias. If there's the Matthias, which I saw in a few urns that it was, 100%, the first water should go to Ibut. You should just push it away, go to Ibut, and if you're getting no Hanah from it, which is an extra tziruv, not to be over ambitious, if it's holach to Ibut, which is what they do, by the way, here in Eretz Yisrael, where they milk all the cows on Shabbos Kodesh because of Tsar, so the first things go to Ibut, but again, that's a shayla we'll get to Beit HaShemesh, and you test the Kabiachos Boire. The main shayla in using an urn is the urns with a tube on the outside, which is the following problem. The problem is that this tube on the outside, which come out all the now urns here in Eretz Yisrael come with, is there's two types. I mean, it's very clear. There's one that, for example, the pump one, that it's all one big circle. Inside the circle, you've got the tube. That's basically not a problem because it's basically like it's inside the water inside. Whereas we're talking about the tube that's separate, right? For example, we had this one mezuzah case, right, which is a whole different shayla. That's halal good. You're allowed to have a hefsek arbit between the mezuzah and the doorpost. It's like that. It comes separate. It means you can basically put your finger in between the urn and the tube. What's the shayla? The shayla is poshut. The water inside there never got cooked. Even if it did get cooked, it maybe got to Yad Seh lettuce brain. We mentioned in the beginning that when Machmeh and we hold, if we come up with Gdoli Poskim, that bishul of water is what? Bubbling mamish. So let's say this water, if we want to be so nice, it came to Yad Seh lettuce brain. Oops, I came to Yad Seh lettuce brain. Now what happens is, on Shabbos I open up my urn, I open up the tap, the water from the tube, there's two different types, by the way, I checked this with Machmeh when I sat with Rav Halpern Shmiter, is that either the tube goes into the actual water supply of the whole thing, or it comes out together with your supply of water going into your coffee. It makes no enough kamina really to say, oh, it's just to know there's such a thing. And the maisa, what happens is it gets more cooked. You'll tell me it doesn't get bubbling, my enough kamina. If I have a food that's my home and soy, and I make it a little bit more than my home and soy, I'm not even doraisa, of course I'm not going to doraisa. No, saving it by the water, it was only that for the spray, if that. Now I'm making it hotter. Hotter is a shayla for bishul mamish doraisa. What do we do to maisa? So I have to tell you, I didn't like that sort of, but many places are machmer over here. I in the first 2 years when I was married, I did the same thing. I used to either get it removed, which there are people that remove it, and then it's not a problem. It's not a big schmuck. Then I used to start putting my thumb over it. When I pulled the hot water in, I put my thumb over it, waited till it boiled. This way, when you put your thumb over it, you stop the pressure from coming in. No water enters the tube at all because it's pressurized. And then after it's bubbled, I take off your hand, and all the water goes in, I've got a few burns on my thumb, but the Kabbal Shabbos Kodesh, it was mutter. Right? Then I went to the sugi again and said, it can't be, that's what Chazal wanted me to do. And I tried it out myself, and afterwards I found out from Rav Halpern Shlita, who's the head of the Machon technology here in by the gun, as Machon says, well, I checked it also with a very, very very choshev younger man, and Koilel, who learned many years in a physics university in Australia, that he was masking that this is the Matthias. I tried it myself. What did I do? I took some food colouring, right? I think some crazy what I do in the house in the experiments. It's unbelievable. I took some food colouring, I put it into the tube when it was bubbling. Then I waited. 45 minutes later, this colouring was all over. Now I checked this with this person that learned science for years in a very big university in Australia, and he told me, it can't move by itself. It's not Shaykh. It must be that the water moves. If that's the case, and that's the Matthias, and that's after Mephalk and Rabbi Zul Obach were masking to me. Even though Rabbi Zul Obach was masking, but he was masking the Londres, that the water moves all over the place. If the water moves all over the place, it replenishes itself, which means the water that's in my tube is water that was previously cooked, and if it was previously cooked water, and Achanami have got nothing to worry about Bechlal, especially according to Be'ez Hashem, we'll get to the Siv in Siv Tez Bok, that talks about the Ramah, that according to Ashkenazim, for sure you can be makel if it's still warm, which obviously is the Matthias, and that's the Maisa, the Halacha, that you can be makel to use such a thing without any problem whatsoever. If you want to be Machmeh, the Cholokov, Tavon Abrochim, Beseh Degom, Shabbos Kodesh, you can be making over there. For Ezra Shem, I will say next week we'll start the sugya of Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, and Tesvav. And only should remember to try to finish Be'erach at the Zman of Rosh Chodesh, at which time there'll be 2 days of Chazorah again, and a Faheh for everybody to do. Ezra Shem.